If you're a leader who's struggled to attract and retain top-tier talent, you're plagued by disengagement and a lack of productivity, even inspiration perhaps for your team, then this podcast is for you. Mach 5 Leadership will focus on the two key engines that will drive your organization to new heights. So strap on your seatbelt. Here's your host, Tom Hiemstra.
Welcome to Episode 5, Transformational Leadership to Make a Difference. The rest of the story. Betsy, I'll call her. 10-year-old Betsy in 2004 lived in a cardboard house with her parents. At first, hard to believe, but true deep poverty was her reality. She never imagined knowing or having high expectations or personal dreams. Her reality was simple insignificance. But her world was about to be rocked, and life was about to offer her so much more. Her teacher in fourth grade belittled her with personal put-downs and insults in front of her classmates that would bring tears to your eyes, too, if you heard, just like it brought tears for her once again. This cruelty became the daily norm for her, her daily routine in reality. In fifth grade, it was more of the same, jilted and jeered by other students, except for one. She stood out, but not as a standout, more like an abused stepstool, mentally, emotionally, physically. The teacher literally yelled at her in disgust daily, and with barely enough food to eat from the 5 meals each week at school, one a day, compared to the 21 meals a week that most other students enjoyed. However, home life this year had fortunately changed for the better. Having moved out of their cardboard home that summer, they now had a small 20 by 20 one-room cinder block house with one light bulb in the center powered by an extension cord that ran to their house from God knows where, with a blanket curtain serving as a single wall divider in the middle of their home, and only an outdoor water source. But there was love in that family. Her mom, poorly dressed, unkempt hair thinning, and wildly spread with a part-time job for a couple months here and there when transportation was available. And dad shows the scars of a rough life, worn, tired, kept the car running on bubblegum and Band-Aids sometimes, but was close, very close to his daughter, Betsy. Facing her present and future was borderline hopelessness. Betsy herself was somewhat homely to most people, but still with a ray of sunshine, yet undiscovered. Suddenly, her life changed briefly, sparked with a glimmer of light and hope, life and love. A new student classmate who was shocked by what he witnessed, the young, fresh perspective from his learning development at that point, in early stages of becoming a transformational leader himself, a young 10-year-old. With a November fundraiser at school coming up, he thought he could win. On that one and only weekend of the contest, he said to his mom, "If I win, I could give that money to Betsy." "What a great heart and thought," she said, complimenting him. Sure enough, though, he won. First prize, $75. Now, perhaps natural for all of us. Later, he had second thoughts about giving all the money to Betsy. But with Mom's simple great advice, if it's your money, give it some more thought. Pray about it. You can give some, all, or none. Do whatever you want. What a powerful opportunity to spread, share, grow himself, and inspire transformation with potentially amazing results. Well, what an opportunity we all have. Transformational leadership is the second of Mach 5's quantum leadership engines to sustain extraordinary performance. Remember, last episode we talked about engine number one was servant leadership. Now, engine number two is transformational leadership. So now the rest of the story. This transformational leadership and development process designed by Mach 5, proven as a scientific method for training and developing individual leaders and organizations. This process works with amazing results through the human element of leadership. Performance, even beyond what you could ask, think, measure, comprehend. Not warp factor, but quantum factor, propulsion, power, and thrust to improve lives from this transformational leadership engine. A promising benefit organizations that need to recruit and retain top talent because opportunity for growth and further skill development is what high-level talent is looking for. What's missing then is the rest of the story. So first, let's define transformation. It's overused, mentioned by government figureheads and bureaucrats quite often lately. Transformation has become an abused term, flippantly overused without critical thinking, knowledge, and usually without real understanding. Transform is not conform, where things are made, modified, or manufactured similar to another image. aligning the change perfectly with that image in mind. Transformation is not reform, like the deck chairs on the Titanic, moving or shifting without consequence. And it's not transactional, where outside forces try to change, bargain, or negotiate something or someone. For example, a government budget tries to solve a problem by forcing money and rules and regulations. It's not inanimate objects either, like a budget, a highway, a project, or a report. None of these are transformational. Transformational in leadership is a living, dynamic process of improvement and change coming from the inside out of a person or organization or living animal, where DNA is the same inside and out, but a new form is created, maybe more beautiful or ordered. It's the opposite process of entropy from the second law of thermodynamics, which all things break down towards more chaos, randomness, and disorder at the passage of time. Like our bodies, we age, or pipes, they rust. This is a supernatural, creative process of transformation, creating a new, improved form from within, from the same original DNA. So the word describes the change from caterpillar to butterfly, an improvement from the original model. So since the subject here is valid, lasting, extraordinary change and how to achieve that, transformation as a basis for personal, organizational, community, and team improvement, development, now it becomes a vital and essential and powerful focus to be able to understand and apply for that personal leader development and organizational culture and training. And we'll show you how. Transformation is a learning process to change for three elements of human structure, body, soul, and spirit, coming from the deep inside out. So picture this first, the model first, three concentric circles. At the center is the spirit. This is the heart where the core values and beliefs or truth resides. And we're not talking religious, we're talking spiritual. Our spiritual center is our values and beliefs for individuals and companies. The next circle is the soul of a company. That's where made up the mind, the will, and the emotions. So IQ, we all know what IQ is. VQ, that's the will or volitional aspect. And EQ, we all know what that is with emotional intelligence and Daniel Goleman's great work on emotional intelligence. So the soul is where those three intelligences come. And then the final circle, the outside circle, is the body, our physical body. So we're in that would be the structure of an organization or the body of an individual. So where transactional leadership is an inferior theory because it involves actions coming from the outside in, like force or power or regulation, something from the outside in that may or may not cause intended reactions on the inside. So it's actors or actions from the outside in. That's a tool or process in negotiating or action, reaction, bargaining, or power exchange examples. We talked about power leadership before. However, transformational leadership are changes that initiate in the spiritual center, the values and beliefs, the core executive center, and they work themselves out from the inside out in an individual organization, enabling better responses, not reactions, to outside influences and initiations. These responses, based on values from the center, are not reactions, and that just come from the nature of outside actions. Their responses based on values from the center. So Mach 5 uses this transformational leadership model based on Dallas Willard's model, but with some important modifications and distinctions. Remember the British mathematician George Bach said that all models are wrong, some are useful. Well, obviously, this is just a picture, a model, but it has provided some great use for us. It illustrates and helps us understand how we change as individuals and organizations. Just a simplified picture, but a powerful model that helps us explain and understand leadership behavior. Now for the rest, the R-E-S-T of the story. We are all at different levels of learning and don't learn in these next four elements, the R-E-S-T in sequence or in total at once. But when all four learning elements are simultaneously present, transformation reaches critical mass. The four elements, literally, the rest of the transformational leadership story, R-E-S-T. R is relationship learning. So these are four types of learning that transformational leaders have to have. Relationship learning or interpersonal relationships, you know, where emotional intelligence is definitely a factor because this isn't automatic or given for leaders. It takes intention, focus, and learned behavior. Empathy. It's getting better at relating to individuals, spouses, friends, fellow workers, peers, superiors, and subordinates, which is expanding our leadership influence. Remember, a couple of podcasts ago, we talked all about that leadership is all about people and it's all about relationships, interrelationships. So the first of the transformation elements is R, relational learning. The E is experiential learning, and this is action-based learning based on practice and process, involves specific settings, culture, events, retreats, picnics, activities that provide an opportunity to gain perspective or alter the pace or adjust behavior in a group setting. It provides time for reflection and engagement, team challenges and activities like ropes courses or a focus on interactions. So the E, experiential learning, is the second critical element of transformational learning that leaders need. The S is servant learning. We saw last episode that servant leadership is a critical engine for our transformation. But now we're talking about projects, going out intentionally to give to others, to experience that thrill and joy of serving like our military soldiers do. That experience, camaraderie, relationships, and given to something or someone we consider greater than ourselves, putting their needs and others, their interests ahead of our own, serving a greater cause, bigger than self, that is a life-saving and life-enhancing critical component of effective leadership. So service is a sacrificial learning process in the third element of transformational learning in order to lead. R-E-S. And then finally the T. T is truthling. Not my truth, which is a joke, but truth with a capital T. The phrase my truth is nothing more than just an opinion. So the cleverly designed redefinition and falsehood of truth with a small t, my truth, and the accompanying narrative is all BS to avoid a standard of accountability that we all know in our hearts, our heart of hearts, or our conscience that is just not accurate. There's one truth with a capital T, that's the moral guiding compass, an absolute standard of right and wrong. There's only one standard of truth, no need for us to settle or justify lower standards of truth, opinions, or behavior. And the leader needs to pursue truth and right versus wrong. Otherwise, we have no standard. It's all relative to each person, and that's a recipe for chaos. At the Air Force Academy, we had an honor code. We will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate anyone among us who does. So it's an absolute standard. Truth is a submissive learning process. And learning and leaders, they require humility to be teachable, to learn that there might be a greater truth with a capital T than what people call my truth. So to learn more requires recognizing that there may be more out there to learn. For example, as a whistleblower with the anthrax vaccine, we were learning all we could and acting on what we found to be truth. I wrote a book about the challenge because the Air Force mission was to inform the troops. So after they punished me and ended my military career, I still carried out my mission, my duty, and my oath. The subtitle of the book I wrote is Unmasking the Truth. Ironically, my name Thomas, often associated with Doubting Thomas, on the flip side means seeker of truth. So when I found an actual store plaque decades ago, I mounted it on the wall, and it described Thomas as a seeker of truth years ago, and it was probably possibly a prophetic inspiration, because one of my heart values is to seek and know the truth, which is beneficial for Mach 5 and all of you. Incremental, mind-numbing, small, irrelevant changes are only small ball. Transformation is best recognized and achieved as comprehensive, lasting change. The rest of the story from Mach 5 provenly does that, and so powerful. Imagine if Mach 5's character education and leadership development curriculum presented at a major city workforce development workshop of almost 20 years ago. Imagine if that had been implemented back then, the difference we would see in our schools and our workforce today. The rest of the story. None of these four leadership learning elements were effectively instilled in our episode's opening story today for poor Betsy. Her young classmate friend gave all his $75 winnings for her rescue, and her heart jumped for joy and gratitude. She came alive. Better yet, someone else outside her family circle knew that she was alive. Somebody else cared and noticed her. She darted to the kitchen, asked her mom, and wanted to share a jar of her homemade hot peppers. Tears ran down the faces of all four, both moms and the two youngsters. Not from the peppers, though. Hearts were shared that day. Out of Betsy's lack, she wanted to give as well, something she was proud of and treasured. Both students and moms gave out of love, sacrifice, and service. And all were honored that day. Several days later, Thanksgiving dinner also arrived for Betsy and her family. Our hero in this story dared to make a difference. Somehow those moments, those seeds of greatness, would impact them all forever. Although the results may never be known, isolated, measured, or understood, some results even take a long time or are hidden, like I said, not immediate. But leaders do it for lasting impact. As a fighter pilot, I kind of changed the spelling of pilot to an ET in the end. My life's dream was transformed not just to be a fighter pilot with an O, but to be a pilot, ET on the end, have a positive impact on lives for eternity. Because Betsy continued kind of in the victim trauma mode into junior high before dropping out and becoming a parent way too early, negativity in the short term continued to impact her life. Her story's not finished, though, and hopefully she can someday rewrite it in her own personal positive transformation. Our hero, fully immersed in the REST, REST Principles of Transformational Leadership, followed his dreams, became a singer-songwriter today on a world stage, touring and impacting lives as a transformational leader himself. Looking now with a leadership lens, stepson or not, as his deputy dad since he came into my life when he was 5 years old, I'm so proud of him, soaring in the transient quantum zone. See you there, where the air is rare. Boom!
So that's it for today's episode of Mach 5 Leadership. Head on over to iTunes or wherever you enjoy your podcasts. One lucky listener every single week who posts a review on iTunes will win a chance in the grand prize drawing to win a $15,000 value private VIP day with Tom Hiemstra himself. Be sure to head on over to Mach5Leadership.com and pick up a free copy of Tom's gift and join us on the next episode.